A high-stakes boardroom showdown, a sleek, glass-walled boardroom in New York City. The skyline stretches endlessly, but no one in the room is admiring it. Gathered around the long mahogany table are powerful business leaders, CEOs, CMOs, CFOs from major corporations, billion-dollar startups, and industry giants. They're not here to celebrate success. Their businesses are struggling. At the head of the table, Alex Carter, a marketing strategist known for turning companies around, leans forward. He scans the room and speaks. "Let's list every challenge standing in your way." The room erupts. The full list: 41 business challenges killing growth. Strategy problems: 1, scaling without losing quality, market competition or eroding profits; 3, lack of direction or clear vision; 4, over-reliance on the founding team; 5, struggling to keep up with market changes; 6, maintaining profitability in a recession; 7, balancing growth and operational efficiency; marketing struggles; 8, wasted budget on ineffective campaigns; 9, difficulty tracking ROI from marketing efforts; weak brand presence in a crowded market; no clear customer acquisition strategy; too high churn rate, customers don't return. Now, word of mouth referrals. Social media efforts not driving real revenue. 5, unused customer data, no insights into behaviors. Hiring and workforce issues. 6, struggling to attract top talent. 7, high employee turnover. 8, weak company culture and employee engagement, lack of diversity and inclusion. No incentive for employee innovation. Management and operations problems, poor internal communication. Low employee motivation. 3, leadership struggling with decision-making. 4, inefficiency in hybrid remote work models. Time management issues. Leaders working in the business, not on it. Sales and revenue struggles. Low lead conversion rates. 2-7, customers always asking for discounts. 8, weak customer retention. Low lifetime value. No additional sales channels. 3, no strategic partnerships for business expansion. Technology and compliance risks. 3-1, poor automation leading to inefficiency. Outdated technology stack limiting growth. Difficulty training staff on new tools. Staying ahead of technological innovations. Struggles with data privacy laws, GDPR, CCPA. 3-6, high costs of tax and compliance management. The hidden business killers, most companies don't see these coming. 3-7, the discount trap. Customers only buy when there's a sale. 3-8, obsession with acquiring new customers instead of retaining loyal ones. 3-9, failing to collect and use customer data effectively. 4, struggling to scale from one store to thousands. 4-1, increasing valuation from millions to billions. The solution: why loyalty programs fix these problems. Loyalty programs are not just about rewards or discounts. They are a growth strategy used by industry leaders to drive repeat business. Customers return more often and spend more per visit. Improve profit margins. Instead of offering discounts, loyalty rewards encourage higher value purchases. Create brand advocacy. Happy, engaged customers bring their friends and family. Increase retention and lifetime value. Customers are incentivized to stay with your brand. Unlock first-party data. Own your customer insights rather than relying on third-party platforms. Build competitive advantage. Companies with strong loyalty ecosystems dominate their industries. Enhance employee engagement. Staff feel motivated by customer relationships and innovation opportunities. Real-world proof. Amazon built Prime. McDonald's built My McDonald's Rewards. Starbucks built an empire without discounts, only loyalty. This is how businesses scale, retain customers, and increase revenue without competing on price. Frequently asked questions, FAQs. Isn't a loyalty program just a discount system? No. A great loyalty program encourages repeat purchases without price cutting. Instead of discounts, it offers exclusive perks, early access, or experiential rewards that drive brand engagement. Does a loyalty program work for all industries? Yes. Whether you run a retail store, a SaaS business, a restaurant, or a luxury brand, loyalty programs can be tailored to increase engagement, retention, and revenue. How do we measure ROI on a loyalty program? Loyalty programs provide trackable data on repeat purchases, average order value, and retention rates. Companies using them see higher customer lifetime value and lower acquisition costs. Aren't loyalty apps outdated? Customers don't like downloading apps. Correct. Wallet-based loyalty programs and digital ecosystems work better than traditional plastic cards or apps. Customers prefer seamless mobile-based loyalty without extra downloads. How do we start building a loyalty program that actually works? It starts with strategy, not software. Successful loyalty programs are built around customer psychology, brand engagement, and data insights. The final challenge, Alex steps back. Now tell me, why wouldn't you start today? A CEO clears his throat. Until today, we underestimated loyalty. Now I see it's the ultimate business tool. Alex grins. And remember, loyalty isn't about discounts, it's about bringing customers back. The meeting ends. The transformation begins. Ready to build a loyalty program that works? Loyalty programs aren't just for coffee shops. They are business growth machines when done right. Want a step-by-step guide on how to implement a high-profit loyalty program? Download the Ultimate Loyalty Program Playbook now. Transform your business. Build loyalty. Win for life.